Okay, everyone, welcome for the Tuesday English medium discussion. We have almost 1 hour for the discussion. We have already appointed topic, but before going to that appointed traditional topic, I would like to invite any other occasional issues or interview reports or any other news. We can give a few minutes.
Sir Bante, I'm Kumara here. We haven't received anything this week, Bante.
Then we can start with the book.
Avasarai Bante, I have one question. I'm reading a book. It's called Practical Insight Meditation by the Maharishi Sayadaw. I've read this book a long time ago when I started, and that messed me up because I was looking for things that happened in this book which didn't happen. So anyway, I felt it was time to reread it again, so I read it. And I guess what happens, or what's sort of continually mentioned in this book, is with this method that's explained here, is that you continually note objects, observe objects, appearance and disappearance at the sense doors, all the way to Nibbana in this book. And when I compare that to my own practice, it's not really what happened to me. And it's not, I feel, exactly what happens to maybe people here or maybe the method here. If you could give some insight on what sort of methods used here versus what maybe I experience or what others experience here. Is there alignment or is it just the same thing anyway?
If you can remember the last, Sydney retreat, 70 children participated. Samantha Tanage came and he gave yoga exercises. Each the person translated that into Sinhala and put into a very small cartoon book, Awakening to the Present Moment. So that is being translated first into English into cartoons and then English cartoon to the Sinhala. So I had an interview with Samantha Tanage, but he's not happy to be popular, but he's a writer. So he has given that book completely new, modernized interpretation. So I usually buy these books, 10 in numbers, and give it children. And therefore, you better read that. I can't remember the English name, but it's very common in Sri Lanka. That will give a practical side of Maharishi Sayadaw. After 50 years of the Maharishi Sayadaw, Maharishi system thrive in the world, someone put into Sinhala, it's a very popular. We wrote a book, Elambi Mohata Dakima. Vartamana Mohata Dakima, anyway, Elambi Mohata Dakima. There's a different thing, basically by Pandita Sayadaw and what I gathered. So this evolution may help you because you are in the third generation now. From the Maharishi Sayadaw's first generation is Pandita Sayadaw, second generation is we followed Pandita Sayadaw, you are in the third generation. So therefore concept is the preserved one is the practical insight meditation. And then it's put into cartoon and then into Sinhala, and then Maharishi Sayadaw's best disciple who Pandita Sayadaw in this very life, they are modernized because the Malaysian monk translated it. You know, completely modern English. I also translated part of it into the American Dhamma Desana, later into the Savistara Vidassana Bhavana. That's the second generation interpretation. Third generation, that Yuola. So therefore, I can't answer your question. I don't know what did you gather from the book. And I don't know exactly what the Maharishi Sayadaw wanted to denote it. But the connotation is different. So if you can give me a little detail, I may join the discussion.
Okay. So I guess with my experience, when I look at objects, the tendency is for the object, any object, to disappear. I don't necessarily see, and after a while, I don't necessarily see arising, and I don't note every object or look at every object continuously, whereas the Maharishi Sayadaw says, look at everything. No, observe
that
everything.
Is, wait, you are talking about Rupa Loka. And you are talking in terms of Kama Loka. Kama Loka, everything you can look. In Rupa Loka, you appoint one. And with that respect, with respect to that object, see whatever arising. But this is not the Kama Loka. That's not the sensuous world. That is not the, faculty-related world. Everything cannot follow. So therefore, read it from that background. Mahasi Sayadaw is inviting us to go to Rupa Loka, be with the in-breath and out-breath, or rising and falling, in walking, in left leg and the right leg. Then you are fully secured. Whether you follow him or not, you are fully secured. And within that, don't reject anything coming along the rising and falling. Because it is coming with the message. But in the Kama Loka, without appointed primary object, you are utterly lost. Don't talk into this world. You have to tell those who are aware of mindfulness, they know when I am sitting, what is my primary object. When you are walking, what is my primary object? When you are eating, you know what is your primary object. When you are sleeping, when you are bathing, when you are brushing, with that world, this is partly correct, what you are telling. But don't apply this to the Kama Loka. You are utterly misinterpreting. You are talking criminal law to the civil court. It is not valid. They have no time because they are masters. This is a civil law, this is a criminal law, this is appeal court. They are different books. So we are in the Rupa Loka because we are not appreciating Kama Loka. Not that we are not in the Kama Loka. Wherever we in the Kama Loka, we say, that is my mistake. I came to these groups. I came to this civilization. I came to this kind of gathering. That's utterly shit. But I know, whenever time given, I can go and be unto myself. That is my gaining in this life. So I say, I when I go there to the people, I try to be with them, not to have any friction, but not to accept everything. But when I go to the Rupa Loka, I mean to the, when you become mindful, and be here and now, be unto yourself, accept everything. Because you have the team. You have put the datum line. Against the datum line, other data going up and down. But in the Rupa Loka, Kama Loka, there is no datum line. So here and there, dots are there. No indication. So fixing datum line is very boring. The datum is no positive, no negative. But the X and Y axis are the thing to say, according to the X axis, datum line fixed, Y axis, going up and down, can under. Then you can see the movement of the graph. It is a bar graph or it's a P graph, whatever it may be. So therefore, datum line fixing, then I call it a Rupa Loka. You may be a failure. You may be a success. But you know, as far as you are not in the Rupa Loka, don't talk. Simply don't talk. It's a mess. There you can't accept each and everything. Once you selected your primary object with respect to that time, with respect to that place, with respect to that particular person, the arising disturbances are meaningful. It is indicating some kind of thing, good or bad. Then you have to follow everything. But still, team is your primary object. But now they are going off, no primary object, no secondary object, no arising, no passing away, then ego cannot thrive, not sustainable. Ego can't get the footing. Ego can't give any features, any signs, any behavioral pattern, because nothing. So you are on the way, but if you are associating Kama Loka again and again, you block your going to the subtle world or no material world. That is what the Isaac Newton theory and the Einstein theory. Isaac Newton reduced it to the gravity. With that he can go to the Saturn and the Moon and kind of. But when you go to the quantum physics, they are energy fields. There is no moon, no this thing, no gravity, because they are talking small and big atomic powers. Atomic power is not responding to gravitational. They are non-local. So it is not a disproval of the Isaac Newton, but Isaac Newton can't think as far as he is in the Rupa Loka, he can't think on the quantum physics. And even the Einstein curse the bloody quantum theory. Had I not invented it, I would have had a good life. Now whole life, whole physics, you have to read the Tao of Physics by Fridtjof Capra, written in 30 years ago, he says no one rejected it because there is no physics. Physics means materialize or collapse matter. But when you go to the quantum physics, not collapsed it. They are still in the energy field. Your interaction with your consciousness only, it will collapse. Then only you have stories. Then you have fabrications. Then you have science. Then you have attributions. Then you get the footing for yourself. So that is very difficult to put into words. And fairly Taoism and Zen Buddhism try to put that in epithets, in stories, just to break the shackle, break the tradition and give you a shock, give you an electric shock. Very difficult to put into language. So therefore, just see how the cartoon is going, and that is very practical. And when you come to the Singhala, it was the best book so far on Vipassana. So we are present day making at least one cartoon per week for the Department of Education. Some of the quotations are from this. Some others from Mahasis Panditase Ados, Raindrops in Midsummer. Some other from Rajasingha Tilakananda Swami Nansi, what he gathered from the talks he has given, Satyavadan Guru Sishumuvin. And they are now making cartoons. We are just following the basic book Samantha Tanage, and he promised me at the end of the Sydney retreat, he will publish an article. He had an interview with me, but he says, I am not usually ready for these social presentations because I like my solitude. You remember Samantha Tanage, the person who gave the yoga?
He's a yoga person. Yeah, I remember the yoga. I can't remember his face. So he had written a book, it seems.
He translated this book into Sinhala with cartoons, Practical Insight Meditation. Practical Vipassana Insight Meditation, Practical Insight Meditation by Mahasi. And it's very, very readable for the children. And I may have some books. So I just give it as a token.
Thank you, Sanai. Thank you.
Okay, we can go to the book.
Asarai Sanai answer. So we were discussing Parayana Vagga. Now we almost came to the 13th sutta, that is Udaya Sutta, that is also almost completed. But we kept two more verses to discuss. So I think we can probably discuss this today. So I'll read the Pali verse and the answer given by the Buddha. And then I invite Venerable Dhamma Vijita to give the translation, and then respected Bande can continue from that point. The verse starting from Udaya, the Manavaka Udaya, the young Udaya. So he's telling like this. Katang satasya charato vinyanang uparujjati bhagavantang puttu magam tang sunoma vacho thava. I'll repeat it again. Katang satasya charato vinyanang uparujjati bhagavantang puttu magam tang sunoma vacho thava. So Buddha gives this kind of an answer. Ajjhattancha bahiddhacha vedanang nabhinandito evang satasya charato vinyanang uparujjatiti. Ajjhattancha bahiddhacha vedanang nabhinandito evang satasya charato vinyanang uparujjatiti. I invite Venerable Dhamma Vijita to present the translation.
How does one live mindfully for consciousness to cease? Having come to ask the Blessed One, let us hear that word of yours. For one not seeking delight in feeling, internally and externally, for one living mindfully thus, consciousness ceases.
Vedana, not in the English translation?
Yes. For one not seeking delight in feeling, internally and externally, For one living mindfully thus, consciousness ceases.
There's one word for Vedana.
No, it's there, sign answer. So it's there, telling the one not seeking delight in feeling. Feeling. Vedana is there.
So here the Vijnana is taking Rupa Vedana Sanya Sankhara as the base. But the paradoxical thing is, Vedana Sanya Sankhara is the Vijnana's progeny. Vijnana's children. These three are conditioning Vijnana. Rupa is a different sphere. Vedana Sanya Sankhara, Vedana Sanya Chetana are the things called mental concomitants. Mind is the like ocean, and there are a lot of waves. And commentators pick 52 thoughts. But it is not limited to that according to the Buddha's teaching. He has given concomitants. But Sanya, Vedana, Chetana are the main. Vedana, Sanya stand alone. Vedana, Skanda, Sanya, Skanda. Sankhara means rest of the 50 concomitants. It's a very complicated. And in this 50, Chetana is the class monitor. Class teacher is Vijnana. Sankhara, the 50, are completely conditioning Vedana. Sorry, Vijnana. They are manipulating. But Vijnana find very secure as far as Sankhara is doing all the preparation and serving this thing. So therefore, Sankhara decide Vijnana, Avijjapachya Sankhara. Whenever we are doing a service, whenever you are doing duties, you are doing duties to Vijnana. And based upon your ignorance. If you have no ignorance, you will not be motivated to do something. And that is what place where Vijnana cannot find a holding. Na gadati, mitana kila tina mukadda vachane, Vijnana patithati. Vijnana cannot find a footing as far as no mental volition. Vijnana uparuj. Vijnana will be evaporated, rectified. But as far as I do, it's me, it's mine, it's myself, then Vijnana find the footing. So we have to do something with the prepared mind. Where is I? Where is mine? Where is myself in my physical, verbal and mental deeds? So if we are doing with that kind of a spying, they will be ceases to exist. Together with Vijnana also ceases to exist, egotism also ceases to exist, and you and me and not me boundary will be broken. Then you are just a being. There is no separation, there is no delimitation, there is no discrimination. So presently we are so keen to discriminate myself from the others. In Sinhala we call ananyata. We are not anya, we are ananya. I am so and so. So that's the point where Vijnana get the fertilizer and that everything is done by Sankhara. So therefore this explanation is based upon the feelings, not the Sanya, not the Sankhara. That means the Udayamanava would have that weakness. He may be pleasure person of pleasure principles. Always seeking pleasure. I mean it's innocent. Even animals are doing. Parents are doing for the children. Teachers are doing for their students. Doctors are doing for their patients. But they are messing the situation. Utterly messing. Because children are not belongs to parents. It's an outcome of sex. All the patients are not belongs to doctors. Doctors are the exploiting people of the sicknesses. If you complain, only doctors can do something. Otherwise, you can claim. And the kings are opportunists. Subject can live without a king. But king says, no. If a national threat happens, if a social facilities are necessary, you must give me a tax. I will give a fair job about the taxation and tax and kind of thing. And Kautilya and the Machiavelli wrote a classic two books. What a kind of culprits they are. So within ourselves, Vijnani is the king. Subjects are the 52 mental concomitants. They are implementing instrumental by material. So we claim materialistic gain as the mind gain, self gain. So that's why the people are searching and making economic plans, political plans, everything. And their aim is frictionless path, duppatunnati lokayak, and everything. No one achieved. In the human the history, no one achieved. But still, people are teaching economic classes, political classes. They are opportunists. They are exploiting others, other fools, but they are more foolish than people doing nothing. Sabba bhavastha karna. Whatever you do is a papa. Sabba bhavastha karna means you go and do breathing, effortless breathing. Do walking, effortless walking. Do brush your teeth. See how it is happening like autopiloting mode. When you are eating, when you are washing yourself. At the beginning, it's a mindful job. But later, they are like the cockroaches. They are like bees. They are doing their duties. They don't know. They are serving to the beehive. Individual bees, they don't have a soul. Only the whole beehive have a soul. Not the individual thing. So we have to be just a bee. Be a bee. Very difficult. Very difficult. But this is given with respect to feeling. Internal, external feeling. But feeling is one of the culprit. Vedana, sanya, chetana. Vedana is the one, the economic world going to get the infrastructure, communication, and other this thing. They came up to the top, but still the frustration, still the committing suicide, still the environmental pollution, still the global warming, incessable. So therefore we have to understand we are born into that. Of course, I myself, very lucky, when we were born, world was fairly natural. We had our natural life, the childhood. But now, very sorry. But still when you are giving a mindfulness, each and everyone become a child. Each and every place become a playground. And the child is no one. Mindful master also no one. We just become parallel. So that is the way. Pleasure is there, but it's not materialistic pleasure. It is called non-materialistic. Niramisa Sukha. People call it is religious. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Any child is my child. Any place is my place. Anything is, we can improvise and make any tool. Then leave it aside, go. There are no signs on the path we have trod. If there are any sign left, it's a pollution. Just live like a wind going through a forest. Everything refreshed, but no sign. But army cannot go through the forest. They have to cut the forest and do the damage, but the wind is going. So likewise, you have to be like a bee, like a bee, be like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Yeah, Cassius Clay. So, you remember solo? Can you sting? Not a song, but you have to at least you have to represent Cassius Clay. They know, I think they know.
Vante, from my understanding, that quote was given by I think Muhammad Ali: "Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee."
Firefly like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I am the Cassius Clay. Who is that? Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali.
I remember that from Muhammad
Ali. Okay. Earlier Cassius Clay. Yeah. And now ultimately he got Parkinson, completely ruined. He can't climb to the stage because he was the best athlete for the last century. But by that time, completely lost.
Well, since now I'm holding the microphone, I wanted to ask something. It appears that all these teachings that we are learning, all the dhammas that are being taught by the Buddha, they all culminate or they all end in voidness, in sunyata. When you just mentioned that we should just be like bees or ants, we are just operating like we are on autopilot. To me, it sounds like we are just elements interacting with each other, void of a self. There's no one pushing anything. Is this a right view? That everything is just void?
Butterfly is the name given by the Chinese culture to the vijnana. And Burmese, the vijnana and butterfly, the same name. Because Lao Tzu one day dreamt he's like a butterfly. And dream was so lucid. After waking up, it was huge contemplation. Is that human being dreamt butterfly or butterfly is dreaming a human? Lao Tzu confused. That's the culture in China. You are a butterfly, you can dream a human. Now maybe we are now in a dream as a human. When you sleep, we become a butterfly. That may be a reality. So then the reality and concept, everything jammed. So what a nonsense to have economic review, economic progress, and the political progress, social. But that is not America. It's utterly material. Utterly material. But still they are the police. They are running the show. So the Buddha's teaching, still living. Still living. You can either go to American thinking or Indian thinking or Chinese or Burmese or like that. But in the Kama Loka, you are in America. In the Rupa Loka, you may be in Burma. In the Arupa Loka, everything is the same. Being Sri Lankan, we can appreciate American politics. We can appreciate Burmese. And we can appreciate nothingness. Because Vindabhanyananda and others are product of our Sri Lankan. And they are talking about the nothingness. But of course, it is a copy from the Mahayana Buddhism. But the Theravada Buddhism hate nothingness. They want to go to heaven. They want to go to the celestial world. And that is their immediate goal. But nothingness is much, much better. But they think it is nihilistic. It is kind of a negativity regarding the progress. So that is why the monks are utterly lost. They don't know which to go, where to go, Kama Loka or Rupa Loka or Arupa Loka. But they have no permission to go to Rupa Loka because they are born with Kama Loka and living with Kama Loka and dying with Kama Loka. But lucky enough, we got the access, the behind the door, hind door approach to the Rupa Loka. So occasionally we can be unto yourself, be here and now, slowly, mindfully, silently. And some of us are further advanced to go into Sunyata, Arupa Loka, Tuchata, Ritata, Anatata, Parata. But when we are talking, Kama Loka will be utterly disturbed. I mean, within ourselves, we have these elements. So when you are with the sunyata, our kama loka related thinking, verbal, physical, mental deeds, we completely get upset psychiatrically, we become clinically treatable. But we are familiar with the rupa loka, we have these two, arupa loka or kama loka, so we know better not to talk. Arupa Loka, no one is there. Arupa Loka, no consolidated self, soul. So you are lost. You become a citizen John, yet another one. So we are learning, monkhood is that. We are learning how to get lost. So when an American guy is coming and becoming a monk, we have to thank you. Living in this pedestal, living in this ladders. What do you say?
Why is it... Why are you thanking me for coming and being a monk?
I mean, you are living with us. It's a miracle for us. Because you are the masters for Rupa Loka and materialistic gain and pleasure principle, and I think you will agree with me. And then you are coming here and living in the forest more than a temple monk in Sri Lanka. And earlier you was little upset. Now slowly, slowly you are understanding, you are more parallel and you are tallying. And I don't know how much you are associating the Arupa Loka, Sunyata, or nothingness. I mean, these are related things. Panita Sahib says everything, everyone knows. No one knows how to present it in a sequential order. The Buddha gave the secret, the handbook, or technical writing.
So I do yoga in the morning, and I'm doing the headstand and shoulder stands in the morning. So those are, you have to be...
Maybe.
It's upside down. Everything's upside down. And then walking meditation, just being in the flow of that, and no, just body flowing. And I'm studying some Buddha suttas. And I notice that kind of helps me get into the mode of the way we should be, and let go of the self ideas. So it's all good. The Buddha, the monk life is just every day the same thing. You know, eating, defecating.
Cleaning.
It makes it simple. So.
So how can you communicate with your mother and father or sisters and brothers?
Less and less. I can't communicate with them. They don't. They're totally in a different world.
But never mind that. You can understand them. Mm-hmm. Because you came from that. So you must be very compassionate in that sense. And be with them, and they know only the karma loka, they will pull you down. But definitely you know how sacrification and difficulties you just can reach Rupa Loka. I mean, whenever necessary, you can come down to the karma loka. Amphibians. You can live in the water as well as dry land. But they know only the water. So they never believe the amphibians can go to the dry land and come back. So they question you, telling that you are something wrong. Therefore, all the saints recognized by the Catholic Church either psychopathic, so or abnormal. They are psychiatrically something upset. So therefore, they recognize separately and put on the air. They can understand. So Richard Matthew, he says 50% of the saints are psychopathic. Or otherwise born something wrong. He becomes special. But normal people do not like to recognize. Then they put up there and say they are special people. That's their crucifixion. They are fixed. So therefore be careful when you are going to the Karma Loka. Be with them. Don't try to change them. Because it's dangerous. So you have to understand, yes, I am also born to a mother. Mother is a female. I know. That I know. Where are you? Now I am in the forest. What is that? The forest? Normal forest? That's it. Don't try to justify. You are asking for trouble. Because you can live in the both. They can't. Even they can't think. So therefore, don't try to push them. Don't try. Because you are putting them out of water. Fish out of water, then they are in trouble.
Yeah, they don't, you know, there's no way to relate to them. They're
No, you must know. You must
have
not
to find out how to.
No, yes, that is your humanity, because you came, you know that life, you know how changes happen, what are the conditions, proximate conditions, and then you have to tell them, I can't give you that thing, but I can tell you these are the proximate conditions under which I decided or I changed. So they are common to you. If you like, don't follow me. Prepare the background. Prepare the proximate conditions. For that, we can help. But don't try to give any notion about karma, rupa loka to them. It's out of the question. Okay? Is that the end of that particular discourse? So be more than going to another discourse, I would like to open the discussion for anyone who wish to contribute.
Actually, Bhante, I thought of contributing a few things. Here in that Uday Sutta, Buddha talks about Ajjattancha Bahiddacha Vedanang Nabinandito. So that can, I feel, relates with another definition given in the Mahavedala Sutta by Venerable Sariputta, where he defines. Now, Venerable Mahakottita asks, what is Vijnana? The definition like Vijnanang Vijnananti Auso Vuchati Kittavatanukho Auso Vijnananti Vuchati. So he is asking, so Vijnana Vijnana is said, consciousness is said. So what is consciousness? So the answer is given with respect to feelings. Vijanati Vijanati Tiko Auso Tasma Vijnananti Vuchati. So you recognize or you cognize, so that's why it is called Vijnana. So what you cognize? Sukhantipi vijanati, dukkhantipi vijanati, adukkama sukhantipi vijanati. Vijanati vijanati tiko avso tasma vijnananti ucchati. So therefore I feel one primary task of consciousness is to recognize different. I mean, there are various objects, there are various feelings, maybe there are various tastes. And the vijnana's primary task is to distinctly recognize a particular object. Now here, different feelings are there. Either it may be pleasurable, either it may be painful, either it may be neither pleasure nor painful. And each and every one you can distinctly recognize. That is one primary task of the consciousness. So in order to overcome consciousness or to avoid, to cease consciousness, so as a mechanism, so what Buddha refers in the Uday Sutta is to avoid any kind of abhinandana, any kind of delight in the feelings. So when you are not delighted with the feelings, when you are not grasping or attached to feelings, slowly you are nullifying the function of the consciousness. So ultimately consciousness become no one, no, unestablished.
Is, identifying pleasure, no pleasure, neither no pleasure, no pleasure is a sanya. That is recognizing. This is that is it. So vijnana cannot function without sanya. Soon the sanya arises, liking and disliking, the volitional activities are just following. But if you know this is a good feeling, it's a bad feeling, this is not neither good nor bad, no good thing, that means you are, before committing anything, you just wait. That is what you call sati. You know, I am delighted now. So accordingly, your desire, your action will come. Don't do it. Dislike. Accordingly, hateful thing can happen. I mean, it is a mechanical. No liking, no disliking, you become dull. So you have to understand delighted, not to delight, and dullness. That is sankhara. If you delighted, you will be carried away just like a robot. Dislike also carried. No liking, no disliking, you fight, you become lethargic. So that understanding that area is sanya and sankhara. So that part, your self-exploration. Whenever something happens, feeling happens, perception happens, volitional activities happen, that is animal, beast. Understanding these things and still not under control is a non-human. Kalyana putujjana. And then you have certain ground of gaining the power. I know this is good, this is bad, this is no good, no bad. That is a great achievement regarding the sanya. But still you may be committing volitionally. But later you can understand the volitional commitment is happening in the sequential order. So you come back to the base. Yonsomanasikara, you get gaining the power. Once you gather the momentum, you have no chance. So you have to go back. And then everything is dull. Everything is not doing. Everything is nihilistic. Everything is sunyata. Trittata, tuchata. Then vinyana makes so much arrow. To do something, to give some oxygen, give some glucose, or artificial respiration to vinyana, that is what I call misunderstanding compassion. Misunderstanding compassion. You are always giving fertilizer and food to the vinyana out of compassion. That's all anyana upekha. Oh, your compassion is based upon hatred. Very difficult. Don't try to apply this to others also. It is so dangerous. Apply to yourself and see how I am motivated to do something. That is to boost yourself. Boost your ego.
That is where we have the connection between agantukeu pakkiliteu pakkilittang. Because it is in the prime source, vinyana is an energy, and that will get turned into something as soon as an upakkilesha comes into the picture.
In adult psychology, it says you are reasoning why you are doing this. Adults, they are always doing it and give a classic reasoning. But underneath, what is happening is egotism. Tammeta. So, atammeta utta bhagavata. Always try to see how much I am going to gain my ego, lost ego. That is what we call compassion, out of emotion. But you can understand, let the ego ruin. But still you can be aware that is sati is connected with sampajanya. And it is committing suicide. Epistemological suicidal. So very difficult to sell this. But you can practice. It is beyond time and space.
If I may add one more thing. When the mindfulness is heightened, what basically happens is everything is a dharmata, it's a phenomena. You will be simply seeing things are happening and arising and passing away. And that is, I think, what Chatu is trying to understand reading that book.
No, so, that is what the Taoism means. Taoism means everything is happening. Try to merge with it. Don't try to adjust it. So we are fairly good in that sense. That's why we are taking 1 hour sitting here and talking, participating in the discussion. We have so much of work. But that sacrification, that giving, taking a chance, people will think that these people, what the thing they can do, what you are doing now, you are sitting and just waiting. No. We are avoiding mistakes. I mean, opportunity cost. In this opportunity, you would have done something. But that is called opportunity cost in economics. But we are, we are opportunists. Tried our best not to do something. I ought to prevent something because, you know, everything happening is something wrong, a frictional. There's nothing on the earth, action without a friction. There's no simple lever machine, 100% efficient. Whatever the bowler races and roller races you are fixing, friction is there because it is action. Action means a reaction or friction. So we have to do things, understand the friction. That's called dharata parilaha. When the hand is moving, dharata parilaha. Breath is happening, dharata parilaha. Walking, dharata parilaha. And that is blessed. Because you are not with the utterly lost in the kama loka. You know your action. And it is also with dharata parilaha. So people think by meditating we are better off. Of course we are better off, but still with dharata parilaha, with the friction. That if you can explain, that will be the classical writing. You know something happening under your very nose. That dharata parilaha is always welcome. Okay, now I thought of taking leave. Don't stop it. Please continue. Anyone from the outside to join?
No, Bhante, nobody is.
So I also become a nobody.
Thank you for the teaching today, Swaminatha. May our relatives and all beings share in the merit of today's teaching. May all celestial beings share in the merit produced by today's teaching. And may they protect the Dhamma exposition and dispensation of the Buddha and his disciples for a very long time. And perhaps the seeds of Buddha's teaching that have been planted in our hearts and minds may grow, producing path, fruition, and nibbana. I invite you to join in the recitation of the Pali verses for sharing the merit.